Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
I got this from Paul. Hey, Eric, so I'm wondering, were you ever in the 4-H club out there as part of that homecoming parade, and did you ever raise a show steer? P.S. Better warn the mixed van of the Elburn speed trap, 25 miles per hour through town. That is true.
Oh, tell Mel D about that.
Right, yeah. Be very careful of that, Mel D.
I will watch that.
Cop.
Yeah.
The cop.
Right.
Will pull you over.
Okay.
And that's their primary revenue. They get 2 or 3 tickets a day and everything's paid.
Now, you think if she name dropped you, if she got stopped,
she'd get
would,
two
that,
tickets.
Would that help her or hurt her
and
cause?
And the van would get towed and impounded. Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. No, I never, while I grew up in the area, I never was in the 4-H club or I never did raise a show steer.
What's 4-H club?
I've spoken like a girl who's never left the city one day in her life.
Right.
Yeah. What is 4-H club? I'm about ready to have you do another
push-ups.
Paper. No, another paper.
Mm-hmm.
Just
another
the paper
book
on the Bibles for Dummies.
Yeah.
The Dummies
right.
for whatever it was.
Yeah.
The Bible for Dummies.
You might have to do a 4-H club paper too. Yeah, you know, it's raising steer and cows.
I wasn't asking what a steer was, but I feel like I should know that one.
You not know what a steer is?
Is that like a bull?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a horse.
It's a horse.
Or a goat.
Nope, it's a horse. A steer is a horse. Let's go with that. Doesn't know what a
she
steer is.
Knows.
She
knows.
Right, not. Right. She has not left the city ever in her life. Did you ever? Were you ever in 4-H Club, Melissa?
No, I was never in that. We
and
did
actually,
have
by
that,
the way, you but... just became Violetta there. She knows. She's kidding.
Oh no, she's.
That's what Violetta does every time. Every time I say something, like, you really don't mean that. That's a fake thing you're saying.
Yeah.
Like when both of you are in the front row at a comedy show, you're like, oh, that joke, you don't mean that stuff you're saying in that joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Both of you.
I'm starting to get her dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Finally.
Yeah.
Before it was like, oh
is
my
that
God.
Is that a sense of humor? Is that what that
I
is?
Don't think that's what that is.
I don't think it is at all.
Well, she says she's passive aggressive. And
what? Now, that it might be that.
She said it a whole bunch of times, but then she's dry.
I don't know
dry,
that I would go
so...
sense of humor because sense of humor is usually followed by laughter. This is usually followed by
nobody
blank
laughs.
Stares.
Nobody laughs.
I would go with Whip's passive aggressive.
Oh. No, I didn't say passive aggressive. She said passive aggressive.
I would go with Melissa's passive aggressive.
Well, she said it many times, so I'm always trying to figure out, is that a joke or is she being passive aggressive? I'm still learning about her. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm still learning about me.
All right, let's start the show over
again.
Yeah,
let's go.
I'm still wondering what the H is. I've been thinking this whole time, what do the H's stand for in 4-H?
Horses. Hens.
Hay and hell.
Hay and hell.
And all hell.
Horses, hens, hay and hell. I think.
That's it.
I don't know. Does anybody know what the H's stand for? If not, we're just going to go with that. Now's when both you and Violetta would step in and go, no, they don't. That isn't true. See, you're making jokes now, Eric, that just don't make sense. There's no way it means hen.
Aw, come on.
And hey, really, Eric? Hey. No.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey. So it's an agriculture club.
It is. That is. You're looking it up. I can tell. Paul was asking in regards to today's big parade out in Elburn if I was ever in the 4-H club and raised a champion steer, which caused Violetta to say a steer. Now, that's a horse, which caused Melissa to go, oh, stop, silly. You don't even mean that. Not even a joke. And then, which caused Whip to go, hey, I don't know what the H's are, which caused us to say, I think it's hens, hay, hookers,
and all hell was the fourth one, yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we have verification and clarification. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, good morning.
You know the H's.
Yes, head, heart, hands, and health.
Head, heart, hands, and health.
It's close to all.
They have a whole pledge to it.
Got it. Like the Pledge of Allegiance, but if you're in 4-H, you do the Pledge of the Head, Heart, Hands, and Health.
Yeah.
Do you know the pledge? Is it?
Well, I was the bad kid that sat in the back and knew about half of it, but I just looked it up. You want it?
Nah, we're good.
Oh.
Oh, do you want it, Melissa?
I don't know. Is it short?
Yeah.
That's not short.
It's
only 3 pages long.
Forget. It's okay, but thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Yeah. It's a very long one. She was in the back smoking.
Yeah, she was ready, though.
Yeah, Great. Thank you, Debbie. That was a big help. Violetta's cures. Once again, the symptoms?
My symptoms, a sore throat, a bad cough, a dry cough, and a little head congestion.
Okay. You suggest Dr. Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
You suggest what?
I do a shot of vinegar.
Shot of vinegar. Shot of vinegar, good to go.
Wow. Is that just like one total or would it be like one a day?
Warning is gone.
Go ahead. Melissa wants to know frequency and and have a full prescription written. Shot of vinegar, I think, speaks for itself.
Shot of vinegar,
but how many? How many?
Just one.
Amazing.
There you go.
That is amazing.
You would like what, Alyssa?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What I usually do is I take Emergen-C. I buy a whole box of the Emergen-C, and I just drink it every couple of hours throughout the day.
There you go. A lot of Emergen-C. Let's try to do something a little more homemade in its presentation. At number three, Caitlin.
You put that Vicks VapoRub on your feet and wear socks.
Vicks VapoRub on your feet and socks.
Oh, I like that.
I have heard of that before.
I have too, but I've never done it.
Maybe we should try that. Okay. Tied with what at number three, Anne?
I swear by Starbucks medicine ball is what they call it.
Uh-huh.
They give you like two different types of tea bags. They put honey, they may put a little peppermint in there, but it works all the time.
So you can go to Starbucks and say, load me up on the medicine ball, and they know exactly what it is?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Amazing. I've never heard
I think
that.
I think I have heard that, and I think I've had that, actually.
Really? That sounds great.
I believe I have. At number two, the homemade remedy, Michelle, your cure is what?
It's pineapple juice. It sounds crazy, but it works. It's got an enzyme in it called bromelain, and it gets rid of all your chest congestion.
Okay. Pineapple juice.
Straight
pineapple juice.
Okay.
That's an option.
Yeah.
Combine that with a medicine ball, and maybe you start to recover. Or, where's my drum roll? In at number one, it's pure hell.
Oh.
It's pure hell, but it'll allow you to recover. Oh. Dr. Nick.
You got to take two shots of Malort and call me in the morning.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, I've been trying to avoid drinking.
Oh, my God. Malort is the worst, isn't it? Have you ever had Malort?
No.
You've never had it?
I don't even know what it is.
You don't know what it is?
No.
It's booze.
The nectar of the gods.
It is the worst drink,
kind of
the worst booze ever created. Nick, that's fair to say, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
Yeah, you wouldn't survive it.
What kind of booze is it?
It's hard to explain. You just have to experience
booze. Yeah, it's your standard booze. You know, buy it in a liquor store, it's booze.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can't believe I've never heard of it.
It's awful. You've never heard of Malort?
Nope.
We might have to get Melissa a shot of Malort.
Yeah, it has a comeback. Like, hipsters like it.
It is. Well, you know what? It's an image drink.
Yeah.
But there's no one that likes it.
But they drink it.
No one
likes
it. They do drink it, but they don't like it. Time for the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. We need to speak with five men and five women to see if this is accurate about the workplace, okay? I'm going to ask you a question about your job, all right?
Okay.
Let's see what we get here. I think, are we still looking for a couple of guys? Cynthia, we got it. All right, we're good. Ambrosia.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for participating. I have a question for you about your job, okay?
Sure.
How important are you at work on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most, 1 being the least?
Well, I'm a millennial, so it's probably like a 3.
3, okay. All right, a 3.
Okay,
right,
you're climbing the ladder.
Mark that down. All right, hi, Kayla.
Yes.
Hi, how important are you at work on a scale of 1 to 10? I need the average, Cynthia. I don't know what those numbers are. On a scale of 1 to 10.
I feel like I'm a 9.
Whoa.
You're a 9. All right, you're very important. What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse. Okay. All right. Getting important work done.
Can't argue with that.
Important work.
No doubt about it. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I do.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Chris, how important are you at work?
I would say about a 7.
About a 7. Okay, not bad. And what do you do for a living?
I'm an automation engineer. I work with steel mill.
And we kind of lost you there. Your phone kind of garbled. What was it?
I said I'm an automation engineer. I work with the steel mill.
Oh, an automation engineer. Oh. Making steel. The reason I bring that up is because a new study says men exaggerate their importance at work, while women do the exact opposite.
Oh, well, that's That's interesting.
New study from researchers at the Harvard Business School and the Wharton School of Business. Those are big ones.
Yeah.
Sought to determine whether men or women were more likely to assess their own work positively. Despite the fact that men and women performed just as well as each other on a test, women on average reported their performance as being 15 points lower on the 100-point scale. Men overestimated their performance.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Is that right to you? I actually think I might agree with that.
Yeah, I do too.
So we talked to 5 men and 5 women off the air. We asked them that question. How important are you at work on a scale of 1 to 10? What do you think the averages were, men and women? Not knowing the question ahead of time, complete random sample.
So you want them combined?
No, separate.
Separate.
Yeah, okay, what do you think the men said and what do you think the women said?
I'll say men said 8.
Okay.
Women said 5?
5. Whip.
I'll go with 7 for men and 6 for women.
I'm sorry, Violetta, you don't even get to guess because Whip just got that exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Guys say 7, women say 6. So the study holds water. It appears to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Time to find out what's trending on Twitter from social media director Mel D. Hi, Mel D.
Hey, guys.
Are we all set?
I'm ready.
Is it good stuff?
It's pretty interesting. I think you're going to like it.
All right. Because
I think you'll find it funny.
Okay. Trending on Twitter, number 3.
So the audacity of Rihanna is what people are saying on Twitter because she's in some heat now after she announced her new visual book album that has over 1,000 photos of her. So there's some new updates with this book. It's going to have 4 different editions now, and fans are shocked to learn that the most expensive version will cost over $100,000.
What?
$100,000? What?
Rihanna, she says that this is a piece of art and
it's a five-year-long process. Yeah,
but
is it a one of a kind? Is there one of them?
There's 10 copies made of the $100,000 one.
Okay.
But people on Twitter are saying that they'll have to choose if they want to buy a home or give their kids a good education, if they want to see these photos.
Rihanna must be way behind on her pot payments.
Maybe.
Yeah, she needs something.
Way behind.
But yeah, the luxury edition is about $5,000. The starting version is $150,000, but the one that's $100,000 will come with a custom marble pedestal, and Cardi B has already bought that.
You should
version.
Get to do Rihanna for that.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, I'll sell you the book, and you can do me.
Maybe they just don't want to put that in writing. Maybe that's a wink-wink.
Some people may not want to do that.
I think I'm going to pass on that. Thanks.
I'll take the book.
She's getting some backlash.
Violetta is going to read like Rihanna. She was assigned to do a book report. What was the name of the book?
The Bible for Dummies.
Bible for Dummies. Somebody was reading that.
Yeah, I went to the bookstore yesterday, and I had to ask for help finding it.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like just staring at me. I'm like, yeah, do you know if you have this?
Right, and can you help me with a book report? Perfect.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number 2.
So Shawn Mendes dropped a comment onto Justin Bieber's honeymoon pic, and everybody's excited because it's been rumored a while back that there was some beef between Shawn and Justin because they had issues with Hailey Bieber. It was rumored that was an ex of Sean's. And now since Sean and Camilla are dating, they're both really close with Taylor Swift. But Sean commented, wow, under one of Justin's pictures from his honeymoon with Haley in it. And the public is saying that maybe Justin and Sean are going to be, reconnecting after not speaking for a really long time.
Boy, I'm on the edge of my seat waiting
but
to find out.
It doesn't really help that Hailey Bieber, she was caught in a Twitter fight with a Swiftie last night. And all of Taylor's fans are now basically saying, Justin, this proves our fact that, you don't like Taylor Swift.
God, that's exhausting. All that was exhausting to me.
Absolutely.
Every bit of it. Mel D, if you had to pick between dating Justin Bieber or dating Shawn Mendes.
I think I'm going to go Shawn Mendes.
I can see that.
I don't know. He's kind of a...
Smarmy?
Yeah.
That's my kind
he's
of guy.
He's a little dirtier.
Yeah, you love that, don't you? You love the smarmy guys.
I'm a Justin Bieber.
He eggs somebody's house. I mean, after you egg someone's house...
Yeah, you can't date a guy who eggs
someone's house. You've ever egged anyone's house?
Well, I think he caused like $1,000. Yeah. Like, he caused a lot of damage. I mean, one egg is okay.
Violetta will
like
only
somebody.
Date people who egg houses.
Oh, my gosh.
The new Biebs has said I was a D-bag for pretty much my whole life up until recently. He has said that, including the egg thing.
Right. All right, trending on Twitter, number 1.
So Lizzo, she's about 7 days away from making history. If you guys remember that song Fancy by Iggy Azalea with Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
So that song still holds the number 1 spot on Billboard's Hot 100 chart, which lasted for 7 weeks back in 2014. But now Lizzo, she's a week away to tie with that. And if she lasts long enough, she'll hold the title for her song Truth Hurts.
There you go.
Yeah, so Truth Hurts will be the number 1 song by any artist without featuring anybody else.
Iggy Azalea and Lizzo in a bar fight.
Whoa.
Oh, no chance.
Who are you taking? Iggy Azalea. Who's Scrappy? Iggy's Scrappy.
No way.
Or Lizzo in a bar fight. Melissa?
It's Lizzo.
Whip.
Lizzo in a knockout.
A quick knockout?
Quick TKO? I mean, like 10 seconds.
I'm going Iggy. No way.
What do you think, Melby?
That's a tough. Iggy looks like she could mess you up.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Mel D. There it is right there.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. 312-233-1019. Anybody listening who? It says 70% of millennials say it's acceptable for a woman to propose to a man, and you're living proof of it because this is exactly what you did. Hi, Sydney.
Hi.
You handled the proposal.
I did.
Okay. How long ago did this happen?
It was 2015.
Okay. And what spurred you to do this?
He was just shy. Mm-hmm. He wasn't getting to the point.
Right.
Love it. Yes.
Right. Wasn't getting to the point. So you just took it upon yourself?
Yeah. We were just laying in bed one night and talking, and he's foreign, and he was going to go back to Brazil soon, and I thought, well... I don't know what to do from here.
You're going to lock down some Brazilian love. Yeah, sure.
Did you present him with anything or?
No.
Okay.
Nothing really romantic. We were actually going to elope, and my parents freaked out about that.
Right. Were your parents freaked out at all that you were the one that asked?
Yeah, a little.
Really?
A little bit.
Okay. So it
worked. Seems like the most mellow engagement ever.
It does.
Yeah, she's very calm. Yeah.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you asked him.
I did, 24 years ago.
Okay, wow. And what brought that on?
You know, I knew he was going to do it eventually, but I decided to just nip in the butt and do it myself.
You felt the urge.
I felt the urge.
Took the bull by the horns. And what was that like? Did he see it coming? Did he have any clue?
No, he did not. He was completely shocked.
Did he answer immediately? Yes, I love you.
He
were there tears
and
hugs?
Yeah, he did. And, and I bought him a wedding band that he wore when we got married. So.
Look at that. Oh. So there was an exchange of a ring.
Yes.
Wow.
Great
cool
story.
How cool is that?
Now, now that you've lived it and obviously been successful with it, would you recommend this type of move to others, or is this a very specific, you got to be the right kind of woman to do this?
No, I would say if you're feeling it, do it. What do you have to lose?
You're feeling it, just do it. What do you have to lose?
I wonder if that girl has ever done it, and then the guy was like, no, that's my job, you know?
Probably.
Did that ever come up in your relationship?
No. Uh-huh.
Good.
Nope.
I wonder if a guy has a real serious, you know, traditionalist side, I guess, with that, maybe he would answer that way. But I feel like most of the time, if a guy actually does want to marry the woman, then he would be okay with it.
You think, right?
Maybe.
Got a bridesmaid who has all sorts of tattoos all over her arm. She asked her to cover them up like the woman does for work functions. She said, no, I'm not doing that. This is part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So the bride's like, okay. And then talk to the photographer. The photographer's like, nah, I can get them covered up, no problem. Which, of course, the bridesmaid finds out about and goes, whoa, hold on a second. You can't do that. How do you feel as though she went too far? Sherry.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And why is that?
Well, because, first of all, when you agree to be in a wedding, you're kind of agreeing to go along with whatever the bride wants, you know, i.e. the dress and so forth. And second of all, if the person with the tattoos thought it was inappropriate to have it for work functions, why is it not appropriate for the bride?
All
Sherry
right,
makes
now let
a
me
nice case.
Let me go back to when you agree to be in a wedding, you go along with the bride. Your original statement, right?
Yeah.
Let's suppose the bride says, "All right, well, I'm doing something different in my wedding. I want us all to have green hair. I have green hair. I'd like all of you to have your hair green as well. It's going to be a thing. It's a green theme we're doing. You go along with that?
I see what you're trying to do.
Okay, so I see what you're saying, and you're kind of a little extreme, but if I was supposed to be in that wedding and they wanted me to dye my hair green, I'd say, well, I really can't go along with that, so I'm not going to be in your wedding.
Okay, all right.
But then if they digitally enhance those photos, I wouldn't care, really.
Fatima.
Yes, so I agree. Hey.
What's happening? Go ahead.
Hello.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm here. No, I was going to say, I agree with the bride. I think she was fine in, you know, her decision because it's her wedding, so why not?
She gets to do what she wants with her wedding, and you have to fall in line along with it.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Now watch this. Hi there, Emily.
Yep.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's her friend. She knew her prior. She knew she had tattoos. I think it was asking a little much to cover them up, honestly.
Okay.
I know it's her wedding, but you knew prior. You guys have been friends for how long?
So the bride, you feel, went a little too far in making this request?
I do.
All right,
I think
what if the bridesmaid in the past had never covered them up, like the woman said, like for work functions and that kind of thing, had never set precedence on it before? And because the bride sees that, and that's part of what she says why she asked, because this woman has done it before, so will she do it for me? And the woman said, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Does that factor in at all?
Well, I think with work, a lot of times at work, you can't show them.
Uh-huh.
And going into work, you knew that. As a friend, you knew this was her personality, and you knew this was her prior. You should accept her the way she was. If she wants to cover up a couple of the photos, okay, yeah, but I wouldn't ask her to cover them, no.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and you prior. If she was my friend and I asked her, I would want her to be there for her, not to cover herself.
Gotcha. What do you think, Stacy?
So I am siding with the bridesmaid. The bride knew that she had tattoos already. She should have asked her about the tattoos, covering them up prior to asking her to be in her wedding.
Uh-huh.
And on top of that, I mean, I think it's really shallow. You know what I mean? I don't understand it, you know, like just for aesthetic reasons. I mean, that's pretty shallow in my eyes. Like, I seriously feel sorry for the guy she's married.
Let's be honest, though. A lot of weddings, there's a lot of shallow stuff going on.
Your wedding pictures. Come on.
I get it. I get that. Sarah.
Yes.
What do you think?
Bridesmaid, 100% right.
Okay, bridesmaid. You're siding with the bridesmaid. The bride went too far.
Yeah, I mean, if you were a good friend, you wouldn't even care. I mean, if you care what she looks like and you're judging her, you probably shouldn't ask her to be in your wedding.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see that argument as well. And Connie, what do you think?
I am in total agreement with the last few callers.
Uh-huh.
She's been your friend and important enough in your life to make her a bridesmaid. Did you not know she had tattoos before?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
She went too far. Oh, look at this. Now, it's a landslide now. Wow. Kim.
Yes, how are you?
Good, you say.
I want to know how many tattoos the bride sat there and watched her friend get done.
That I can't answer for you.
No.
That I don't know, and I don't know the relevance, but I get what you're trying to do there a little bit.
Tweet at her and ask her, see if she responds.
That might factor in to some degree. If I'm not mistaken, if I remember your sordid romantic past history, Melissa, I feel as though you might have dated a person in this profession and enjoyed it. In a new study, people in what profession, and I'll read verbatim, get it on more than any other profession.
Oh my God, is this what I think it is?
And I said, well, I'm going to be around a lot of people in this profession today. What profession, Diane?
Teachers.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Okay.
What profession, Jason?
Doctors.
Doctors. No. No. People in this profession get it on more than any other profession. Chris.
I'd have to say farmer.
Exactly right, farmers.
Yeah.
What were you saying there, Chris? I didn't get the end of it. We're just trying to get your answer.
Sorry. They got their own website, farmersonly.com.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, farmers doing it the most.
Well, I did date a farmer, Farmer John.
And? Was he insatiable?
No, it was nothing unusual there. Very
just normal.
The road. I mean, normal. You know,
traditional. Nothing weird. Nothing freaky.
Yeah, they farmed hay, and they had emus.
Wow, that's an interesting.
A lot of deer, because then they harvested deer urine for hunting. What?
Good gig.
Yeah, it was crazy. They
were very
lucrative.
So
people buy that.
Very down to earth.
Yeah. A new study shows that farmers do it more than any other profession. A third of those surveyed boast about doing it every single day, Melissa. Every single day.
Wow.
In fact, what's more, a staggering 67% of farmers rated their performance in the bedroom as incredible.
Their own?
Their own. Yeah, okay. When asked, you know, yeah. You seem to be doing a lot. Yeah. Are you doing it well? They're like, I'm doing it incredibly.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They're used to...
Don't feel yeah. that. Don't.
I don't know.
Just
don't
stop. Even... You're on a lot of cold medicine. We tried to control you last hour. You went to a place you didn't belong.
I started watching Yellowstone with Kevin Costner, so my head went a lot of different places.
Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. I don't know that one.
He's a cowboy.
He's a cowboy now?
Yep. All right. I have a lot of horses.
Farmers rated their performance as incredible. Farmers were closely followed by architects for doing it the most.
Oh.
And then hairdressers in at number three.
Oh.
They do it the most. Farmers, architects, and hairdressers. Guess who does it the least?
Lawyers?
Close. Journalists.
Oh.
All those people downstairs at the Tribune,
right.
Nobody's doing it.
That's why they're so angry.
That's right. Lawyers also experience problems in the bedroom, Melissa. 27% of lawyers admit to faking it every time.
Mm. Well, they're always in their head, you know?
Yeah.
That's the kind of people they are.
On Mixed Morning Mindbender, we revealed a study that said, farmers are doing it the most.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who knew?
And in fact, a staggering 67% of farmers characterized their ability in the bedroom as incredible.
Oh, okay.
That's the word they used.
Right.
Sound about right? Yeah, I mean, you dated a farmer.
I did. I mean, I wouldn't say incredible, but I would say...
What word would you say?
For him or me?
Yeah, for him.
I would say decent.
Decent.
Oof. That's oof. What everybody wants to be called.
Oof.
Is that bad?
Decent.
Who would you say is the best?
Profession-wise?
Yeah, air hockey table salesman.
Oh, for me.
Kentucky Fried Chicken guy?
I would say it was the pharmaceutical sales guy.
I don't think we had a jingle for him, did we? I don't even think I knew there was a pharmaceutical sales. Did we know that, Swanee?
I don't think we made a jingle for him.
That's all brand new information. Interesting. All right, so we said text us 60123 based on the fact that farmers describe themselves as incredible. What one word would you use to describe yourself in the bedroom?
Hmm.
All right, I've got all the finalists here.
Okay.
I'm just going to read these off quickly. So you're going to have to pay close attention because at the conclusion of them, there's a lot of words.
Okay.
At the conclusion, you're going to be asked to pick the winner.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. One word to describe yourself in the bedroom. Neurotic. Oh. Godlike. Woof. Yowza. Zippy. Wasn't that your name originally before we named you Whip?
It was. Yeah, with the whole rhyming thing. Yeah, Zippy. Whippy, Zippy, eventually shortened to Whip. Yeah.
Zippy. Flip.
Yeah. Flip. Flip another one. Yeah. I've had a lot of eras.
Caveman. Functional. Bouncy. Euphoric. Spicy. Cocky. Jackhammer.
Ooh. Ooh.
Delivered. Astounding. Trifecta. Opa. Sumo. Sufficient. It's kind of like decent.
Yeah, it is.
Dismal. Minuteman. Bumpy. And finally, meh.
And meh.
Meh. Those are your words. Your one word to describe yourself. Melissa.
I'm going to go. It's just different. So I'm going to go with woof.
Woof. Whip.
I like dismal.
Dismal. Violetta.
Kind of like zippy.
Zippy. Mel D.
I like Zippy, too.
Zippy it is. Zippy it is. It's not just a name for Whip anymore. It's an actual description of yourself in bed. I don't know what that even means. I almost understand the reason why you should do this, they claim. But it doesn't make any sense to me that once you begin dating, how you recover from it.
Okay.
According to people in the know, therapists that are involved in the dating world, there are rules you should know about online dating. Now, you know some of these, like... Don't share private information too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your phone number private. Choose how long you're going to continue talking to someone. All fairly straightforward, right?
Sure.
But the number one rule they say you should know about online dating, you should never use your real name.
What?
I know, that's how I felt about it.
I've never heard that.
Should never use your real name.
Seems
use a
deceptive.
Fake name, so like, you know... Your name's Melissa. You should go and get your Tinder account as Cammy or something.
Cammy? I mean, Kathy. I guess you could always use the name that you've always thought was fun and that you liked, but I mean, would the other person
get offended? My question would be, like, let's suppose you go out a couple times. First of all, you have to get used to answering to the name Cammy.
Mm-hmm.
And then at what point do you tell him, listen, my name actually isn't Cammy. It's Melissa. Or when you go, my name actually isn't Stan.
it's
Whip.
You know what's funny? That happens at the bar a lot. Right. Like, I feel like you give a fake name to someone just because it's funny.
Right.
And then, you know, you end up talking to them for a little while and your friends call you by your actual name. And then they're like, hey, wait a second.
It's all messed up. And you're like, that's my middle name.
I know, but those situations are so different. Like, I've done that at the bar, too. But I even had a fake accent. But, you know, never.
You want the fake accent, too? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was talking to this guy called Boston Bob. He was not from Boston, but he had a fake Boston accent.
Right. I know Boston Bob.
And I'm like, is that even your name, Bob?
No. His name's Stan.
Isn't that hilarious?
Although you might hit a wall when thinking about what your fake username should be, do you really want a stranger to know your real name? Of course not. All people are, of course, not all people are creepers and stalkers. Yes, they are. But you might stumble upon a few of them while dating online. Hence, it's much safer when you create your account to use a fake name. So I'd like to know, 312-233-1019, do any of you have a dating account, an online dating account under a fake name? And then I'd also like to talk to someone who has dated someone for a while, and it started to work out, and then you had to tell them your real name.
So awkward.
How did that go over? How do you even explain that?
Oh, no.
I think there's anybody that's actually done that, where they sat him down and said, listen, we've been out 3 times, and I really feel something between us. You should know my name is not Cammy.
That would be so crazy.
Like, how would you feel if somebody said that to you? Like, Boston Bob, if Bob went, my name is Stu.
Yeah. I would be offended, like, just, like, deceived, you know, for such a long time.
Yeah, but you're like,
I would think they were weird.
And what if both of you revealed to each other at the same time that those aren't your real names?
Right.
Right.
That would be so weird.
312-233-1019. Do any of you have like a Tinder or a Bumble or datafarmer.com account that has a fake name? You're under a fake name. And have you ever been out with someone enough that you had to tell them, listen, you keep calling me the wrong name, and I get that because that's what I told you, but my name is something different. They say the number one rule for online dating is don't use your real name, which seems problematic to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
And now you're giving out fake names, and how long do you stick with the fake name?
Yeah.
And the fake accent that Melissa's going with. I mean, what point do you come cleaning? All right, that isn't my name, and I actually am not from the Ukraine.
I know, isn't that hilarious?
All right, hi there, Amy.
Hey, Eric. So my brother and his girlfriend have been dating for over a year now, and they still go by their wrong name, and have introduced them or each other to their families by their different names.
So they just both stuck with their fake names. They're like, listen, we just know each other as these names, so let's just go with it.
Yeah, for sure. Even his kids call her by the wrong name.
Wow.
What?
And what is her wrong name?
We call her Melis.
Melis, short for Melissa.
Right.
And what is your brother's fake dating name?
Stu.
You knew
Stu.
It! A Stu.
It's very hot in the fake dating name world.
Yeah, I guess.
Stu. Is this Boston Bob?
No, it's Chicago Bob.
Hi, Chicago Bob. Okay. Bob, fake names. What happened?
So, went on a date with a lady for a couple times, and like on the third date, she said that I'd want to let you know this is not my real name. It's actually like my middle name. Uh-huh. My real name, you know, I don't use it on this because I'm a doctor at a teaching institute and don't want students to know who I am.
Gotcha. All right, so she gave you the wrong name, but for reasons more not because she was worried that you were a creepy stalker, but that her students might be creepy stalkers out of real life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay. I kind of get that.
I see that to some degree.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.